The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
My mission is to share with you everything I've learned from my 25 years in business. From idea inception to big business marketing strategies.
And my goal is to share with you social media money-making strategies to help you transform your idea into passive income, even when you have limited time and a tight budget.
All right, Brock, this one's all you. Take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, taking over this episode of Build Your Tribe. And today, we are talking about the two most important things on the planet, Madonna and Justin Timberlake. I'm kind of kidding, but I'm also kind of serious. I'm kidding that they're the most important things in the planet, but I'm serious that that's what we're going to be talking about, at least for a second. In 2009, Madonna and JT released a song called 4 Minutes. It's a great song, an absolute party banger. But in the chorus, they say, "Time is waiting. We've only got 4 minutes to save the world. No hesitating." And now, while JT and Madonna may only have 4 minutes to save the world, you only have 4 minutes to save the post. That's why right now, I want to talk to you about what you should be doing right when you post on Instagram. The best practices for what you should be doing immediately when posting on Instagram. And this can also be applied to posting on Facebook. But why do the first 4 minutes matter? Why do I have to save my post in the first 4 minutes? Don't I want people to look at it over the long haul? Yes, absolutely. But the way the Instagram and Facebook algorithms work, they prioritize interest, timeliness, and relationship. That is a direct quote from Instagram's new release about their new algorithm. The three things that they are looking at the most when determining whether or not they're going to show your post to more people is the amount of interest in your post, the timeliness of that interest, and the relationship you have with the people you're posting. So right now, we're going to look at the timeliness aspect. Most posts on Instagram and Facebook have a relatively short shelf life. This means that they're shown to people for a short amount of time, be it 5 minutes, an hour, or even up to a few days. But after that time is over, the likelihood of someone organically seeing your post in their feed drastically declines. That's why we need as many people to see our post immediately when we post it as possible. And the more people who are seeing, engaging with, and commenting on our posts immediately after we post it, the more people will see our post altogether because the algorithm will look at our post, see that the interest level is high, the timeliness is high, and the relationships are high, and it will show our posts to more people. It's kind of like a snowball effect. So let's get into it right now. I want to give you some of the best practices for what you should be doing immediately after posting on Instagram or Facebook. The first tip that I have for you is to have your hashtags ready. So the last step that I take before actually posting my content is I go into my notes app or wherever I have my hashtags saved, and I copy them. That way, I can go right back into Instagram, hit post, and as soon as that post is completed uploading, I can immediately add the hashtags to the post. And there has been some discrepancies of whether hashtags go in the caption or in the first comment, and on Instagram specifically, I have found that the best place for hashtags is in the first comment. The reason for this is that if you put them in the caption, they can be visually distracting, ugly, and they can kind of take away from whatever your caption might be saying. But if you put them in the first comment, they're hidden. They're not really seen generally by the public. And it doesn't make a difference in terms of engagement whether they're in the first comment or the caption. Either way, you're going to get the same amount of likes and your post is going to be shown within that hashtag category. So step number one when posting is within seconds, you should be posting your hashtags into your first comment. This step is the one step that you could take away when you're posting to Facebook because hashtags on Facebook aren't as necessary as they are on Instagram. But I can't stress enough the timeliness factor here. Whenever I post a photo on Instagram, the hashtags are added to the first comment within 2 seconds. I don't waste any time. Before I do anything else, the very first step that I take to ensure high engagement on my posts is put the hashtags into the first comment. The second thing that you should be doing immediately when you're posting on Instagram or Facebook is sharing to your story. Recently, Instagram released a new feature that allows users to directly share posts to your story. You can share your own posts or someone else's posts to your story. All you have to do to share your post to your story is press the little paper airplane that's right next to the like button. Then you'll see a list of people who you can share this post with, or you can press the top button which says add post to your story. Once you post that, you'll be taken to a little preview screen so you can see exactly what the post will look like when you've shared it to your story. You can move it around, you can tap on it once to change exactly how it looks, and you can add text. The reason we want to be sharing our post to our story is because not everyone is always looking at their feed. Some people are primarily watching stories, and some people are primarily consuming content in other ways. So we want to have our post available and visible on all the different features on Instagram. So let's say someone's tapping through their stories and they come upon your story. On your story, they see that you've shared your post to your story. Now they can click directly from your story and view your post. That way, the engagement will increase, the amount of likes and comments and views that you're getting on that post are all going to increase. Here's my pro tip though. Don't just share your post to your story. And don't just share it to your story and say, hey, here's a new post, go check it out. The big difference that's separating why some people are able to have their followers move from their stories to their feed, and while others just will have their followers tap on by and not even care that there's a new post, is in the incentive. How are you describing your post? Why should someone go check out your post? Anytime I share my post from my feed to my story, I'm making sure to include why someone should go check it out. So not just, hey, I have a new post, go give it a double tap, not just go comment on my most recent post, but actually here's what you can get and here's why you need to go check out my new post. It's not for me, it's for you. For example, I recently did a giveaway on my Instagram. I shared the post from my feed to my story, and I incentivized it on my story asking the question, have you entered the giveaway yet? Tap on this post below to find out how you can enter right now. So not only did I incentivize it by saying, here's why you should go check out my post, but I even added the extra layer of explaining how someone can check out the post. Simply tap on the screen right now and then tap see post and you'll be taken directly to my post. I'm making it as easy as possible for my followers to see my post. And you should do the same thing when you're sharing your posts to your stories. Another example is I recently posted a photo about free time and how sometimes we can feel overwhelmed or that we just don't have any free time. So rather than just posting it to my story and saying, new post, go check it out, I shared my post to my story and I asked the question, do you ever feel like you can't get any free time? Tap here and let me know. So I'm asking a question and encouraging engagement. I'm encouraging more comments on my post. And that brings me to my third best practice for what you should be doing immediately when posting onto Instagram or on Facebook, and that is that you should be interacting with people who leave comments. So in your caption and in your post somewhere, you should be having a call to action, something that encourages comments. But then once people start commenting, you need to be immediately responding. So once you post on Instagram, it's not time to hit the snooze button and go back to sleep. Once you hit post on Instagram, it's time to go, go, go. It's time to share to your story and start responding to people who are taking the time out of their day to comment on your post. And don't just thank them. Don't just reply with a few emojis, but try to start conversations. Ask questions of people who are commenting on your Instagram and do it immediately. Don't wait. Don't hesitate, as Justin Timberlake and Madonna would say. You need to be responding and provoking conversation immediately when people are commenting under your Instagram or Facebook posts. The fourth step, the fourth thing that you should be doing immediately when posting on Instagram or Facebook is to talk about your post on your stories. So we've already shared our post to our story, but now we're going to go to our Instagram or Facebook stories and specifically talk about that post. We're going to share maybe a little bit more detail about whatever it is we're talking about, maybe provide additional tips, or create some foreground to explain whatever it is that you're talking about in the post. Basically, create some curiosity so that people are going to want to go check out your post. That way, not only is your feed cohesive with your Instagram or Facebook stories, but there's also now an incentive or a curiosity factor playing into why someone might go check out your post. Another tip that I want to share is to incentivize commenting quickly. So something that I do to incentivize quick comments coming into my Instagram feed is every single week, I do a giveaway on Snapchat. It's exclusive to Snapchat, so if you don't follow me on Snap, you can't be entered into this giveaway. But basically what the giveaway is anyone who comments hashtag SnapFam within the first 60 seconds that I've posted onto Instagram will be entered in to win this weekly giveaway. That means every single time I post on Instagram, a bunch of people are getting notified on their phone and are quickly commenting hashtag SnapFam to get entered into the giveaway. Incentivizing commenting and commenting quickly is a great way to get people to comment faster. And the faster people comment, the faster you respond to them, and the more likes and views you're getting on your posts immediately after posting, the more you'll get in the long run. But let's say that you don't necessarily have the financial means to do a weekly giveaway. I know that I'm a young solo entrepreneur and hosting and managing a weekly giveaway can get kind of strenuous. It can be kind of tough to keep track of everyone who's commenting in the first 60 seconds and pick the random winner every week and contact them and send out their prize. But you don't necessarily have to do a giveaway. You can also do shoutouts or other kinds of rewards or prizes that don't necessarily have to be physical, tangible products. Incentivizing early commenting is definitely a way that you can level up your Instagram strategy. Another great way to ensure comments on your Instagram, and not just any kind of comments, not just hashtag SnapFam, but actual insightful comments from people in your niche, are through Instagram pods. In case you don't know what an Instagram pod is, we recently released another episode featuring yours truly here on the Build Your Tribe podcast, explaining exactly what Instagram pods are, how they work, why you should be using them, and even how to get involved. So if you haven't checked out that episode already, definitely go check that out right now. And those are the four tips for what you should be doing immediately when posting on Instagram or Facebook. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to hear about it. Take a screenshot of your phone while this podcast is playing and share that on your Instagram story. Let's start a conversation, and I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. And of course, as always, you can follow me across all social medias at Brock11Johnson. That's Brock11Johnson. And as always, happy networking.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple-to-use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.